Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shabbos Daf Pei Beis Yerushalmi, and we're up to the last full daf here in Perek HaZorek, in the 11th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. So we're up to the Mishnah here on Pei Aleph Amid Beis, where the Mishnah discusses more issues relating to Hotzah D'Araisa, Hotzah D'Rabbanan. A lot of today is going to be about Hotzah D'Rabbanan, because we're going to talk about the Yam. The Yam, the sea, as we'll see, is considered a Carmelis. Says the Mishnah, Hazorek Bayam Arba Amos Pater. If somebody throws in the sea 4 Amos Pater, right? That's already shows. That's not going to be a Rishus Arabim, the Raisa. And therefore, our Pei Aleph Amid Beis here, if he throws it only within 4 Amos, it's not considered throwing Dalet Amos in, Rishus Arabim. The question that's asked by the Achronim, the Magen Avram, they asked two opposite questions. Number one, why isn't the sea called a Rishus Arabim? Because after all, it's public thoroughfare. So if it's public thoroughfare, so why should, you know, why is that not like a street? Right? Yeah, that's the, you know, in some cities, some few cities that instead of roads, they have water. And, so what's the problem? Why isn't that considered a Rishus HaRabim? So some say Lo Nicha Tashmishte is not the same type of easy passage. Some say that Tosefa Shabbos says, right, one of the Achronim from 120 years ago, Anilcha Shabbos says, it's not Dumi D'Mishkan, right? If it's not Dumi D'Mishkan, so then, you know, that's why it, as we know, there's always, it's not that type of travel, and if it's not exactly Dumi D'Mishkan, then it's not going to be exactly that Malachas. That's why it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Not a Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so it's not a Rishus HaRabim, then what is it? So on a, why isn't it Rishus HaYachid? Right, if it's not a Rishus HaRabim, then let the sea be a Rishus HaYachid. If it's not like the travel that was done in the Mishkan, and it's not conducive to the same type of travel, easy travel, so why isn't it a Rishus HaYachid? So son of the Magen Avram, there in Shin Mem Hei, says, well, maybe it should be a Rishus HaYachid if the slope is steep enough. Most of the time, let's say a beach goes low, you know, goes down a little bit, little by little, and therefore you don't have like the walls. But let's say if you have like a slope, a very deep wall, cliff in the water, maybe that would be a Rishus HaYachid. But the Meiri here, I didn't bring it, the Meiri says that, maybe no, even if it is, somewhat steeper, it's still not going to be a Rishus HaYachid. Why? So it's based on the Ramban. There is a Ramban that's quoted by the Ritva in Erev and Adaf Chav Beis, and the Meiri again quotes it right here, and he says, Chiddush Gadol, but again, this is quoted by the Poskim. This is, the Ritva quotes this in Erev and Chav Beis. Bikom Makom, Ar Emasai Yehei Meruchakim Sheichashuvos Mechitzos L'Shavi Rishus HaYachid. Is there any limit? Let's say you have a very large, Rishus HaYachid we've defined already. You have 4 walls, and maybe even a roof. Right, but at least 4 walls. Right, a Rishus HaRabim can't be roofed, but a Rishus HaYachid doesn't have to be roofed, as we said last week. So the Rishus HaYachid, what if it's a humongous, a very very large area that's fenced in? Is there any limit? So Pashup Shot, no. I mean, the Raisa level, no, it shouldn't be. Like you get to you're surrounded by walls. Says the Ritva, Omer Rabbeinu HaRav, Tahainu Kol Sheroa Atzmo Toch HaMechitzos. Wow. Do you feel like you're within walls? Diafa gadol gabi Shabbos lo beinan mechitzas hanikaris l'diraso afilu hachi beinan sheyira atzmo toch mechitzas. That doesn't give a specific shear. You have to feel like you're within, right? And that's quoted by the poskim. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Hei, the Shulchan Aruch there discusses the Yisif Yudalid. A Zehu Carmelis. Right? This is the simon that we've read before. What's Rishus HaRabim? What's Rishus HaYachid? What's a Carmelis? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Makom Sh'ein Hiluch L'Rabim. A place that's not normal passage for people. Kigon, Yam. It's the first one on the list. Yam, Ubika, Vitz Tavan, it's Tava, right? It's semi-public, but it's not public in the way like others. Mishnah Berurah right here. Yam, the Huadin Nahar, also a river, not just a yam. The Avagav de Maya Lomavatli Mechitzta, Yishlamet de Kal Chirit, Shedu Mushupa, Kadeshi Islake, to go outside Tvachim, Loavi Rishus HaYachid, right? If it doesn't go down steep enough, 10 Tvachim within 4 Amos, so that's not Rishus HaYachid. Umatsuihu Sheitzel Svaso, Eno Amo Kalkach, right? And quoting the Magen Avram, and it's Matsui that it doesn't go down so steeply as you get to the water. It goes down gradually. Ubimeiri Nizkaratam, and he quotes our Meiri. Mr. Bura, the Meiri quotes, Mishub da hamechitzos rechokos zo mizo ma'od. Because the mechitzas, the walls are far away from each other. Einam itztarfos la'asos ma'ashe v'neim rishos yachid. Doesn't make what's between the rishos yachid. Ulufize, afilu im eitzel sfasu amok. Even if the water does go down steeply, and you would have, let's say, going down 10 tfachim within 4 amos, doesn't matter, it's still not going to be rishos yachid. Gavkin in rishos yachid and atorah mitam zeh. And it says this, Adin daraisa, that we have this idea. So again, this is a discussion of why the yam is a karmelis. Why it's called a karmelis. But that's what it is. That's what the Mishnah assumes. So we get back to the Mishnah. So if somebody throws in the yam 4 amos pater, that's an isser durabanan. Isser durabanan. Im haya rakak mayim, if it's shallow water, mirshos aramim aleches bo, if it's water, but people are able to walk through it. People walk through it, it's pretty shallow. Hazorek betocho, arba amos chayef, that's going to be a really rishos harabim. If people walk through it, and it's not totally off limits, so then it's going to be a rishos harabim, and dalet amos, rishos harabim is going to be chayef. Kamahu rekak ma'ayim, pachas b'yasar tfachim, less than 10 tfachim, that's pretty short, pretty low. That's going to be rishos harabim. And then the Mishnah repeats, rekak ma'ayim, rishos harabim, aleches bo, hazorek betocho, arba amos chayef. And we'll see why that exact halacha is repeated, right? If it's shallow water and the Rishos Rabim people walk through it, if you throw within it 4 amos, that is going to be chayef. Says the Gemara, lo sov davar arba amos bayam el afilu zorach bechol hayam putter. Not only, the Mishnah says if you throw dalet amos in the sea, you're going to be putter. Even if you throw millions of amos, right? It's in the sea, you throw the entire sea. It's still going to be putter. It just says 4 amos, but it means any distance. Shekol hayam nikra karmelis. Because the whole yam is called a karmelis, and it doesn't matter how far one would throw, it would not be an iser daraisa. We're going to see that even in a karmelis, there's a din d'rabbanan not to throw dalet amos. You're not supposed to throw dalet amos or shesarabim in the daraisa. You're not supposed to throw in a dalet amos in a karmelis, be d'rabbanan. But it's no difference between 4 amos and 4,000 amos. In a karmelis, it's all going to be d'rabbanan. Good. V'lama taninta trei zimnin. So why do you have this, the halacha twice? Twice in the Mishnah you have the rakak that people walk through. It's going to be chayiv. Rabbi Chananya, b'shem Rabbi Pinchas, b'shem shnei rakakim. Because let's say if you have two areas. Echad harabim mahalchin bo, v'echad enara mahalchin bo. One of them, elchei nitzchakin. One of them is easy passage, and one of them is more difficult passage. B'shas hadchak, you can walk through it. But people would rather not. So in that type of case, you might have said, Shalot Tamar, Hol Vener Amahalchin Bo Elak Shein Nitzchakin, since people only walk through that area, B'shas HaTzchak, Ein Rishos HaRabim, Mela Rishos HaYachid. So you might have thought that also. That also is a, considered a, Rishos HaYachid Midaraisa, or it means a Karmelis, right? You might have thought it's a Karmelis, because it's difficult and people don't always walk through it, Lefum Kain, so Achmeima Rishos HaRabim, who? That's why he says, no. If people walk through it, even if it's not the most comfortable to walk through it, but people walk through it, that's still considered Rishos HaRabim, that rakak, and that's why it says it twice in our Mishnah. Not only an easily walk through rakak mayim, but even it's difficult to walk through rakak mayim. Walking through ayat chak is still going to be considered a hiluch, and therefore it is going to be a Rishos HaRabim. If you look in the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah, the Rav Bar Tanura says, even though Diafagav de'ein mahalchim bo rabim ela idea tchak hiluch idea tchak shme hiluch, as we just said, hiluch travel, even if it's not so comfortable, is called hiluch. Rabbi Kiva Eger says there, even though we know elsewhere the Gemara says tashmish ayidea tchak lo shma tashmish, sometimes using something only in a difficult way, not in the most comfortable way, is not called a tashmish, but hiluch idea tchak shma hiluch. So just because something is not normal or done so easily, you know, different areas of halacha. Tashmish ayidei tchak, hiluch ayidei tchak. You have different types of definitions. We also have in halacha, achila ayidei tchak. Is this edible? It's edible ayidei tchak. So is that called edible? Is that called, let's say, for bishul akum? Bishul akum, we know one of the three ingredients for the iser is eino nechal kamo shehu chai. Right, it can't be eaten raw. If it can be eaten raw, then there's no iser bishul akum. No iser bishul akum by, I don't know, any type of vegetable they can eat raw, an apple. People make baked apples, but you can eat an apple raw. Right? Water. water. There's no bishalakim by water because you could drink water cold. You don't have to cook it. So what's called eating raw? What if you could be eating raw ayidei atchak? Achila ayidei atchak. Again, this is a derabanan definition, but is achila ayidei atchak called achila? For Yom Kippur. Achila ayidei atchak. Is that called a maisa achila? Right? For achila, any type of iser. So, whenever you have ayidei atchak, so the Reb Kiva Eger here on our Mishnah is b'chalek between hiluch ayidei atchak, which is shma hiluch, and tashmish ayidei atchak, which is lo shma tashmish, is not called a real usage if you can only use it in a extreme way. And I just added in achila ayidei atchak is also another area to look at. Okay, we continue with the next Mishnah. Second to last Mishnah here in the parak. Hazorik ben ayam liyabasha. So we spoke about within. Dalat Am is within the sea. So now how about going from the shore to the sea and the sea to the shore, or the boat to the sea and the sea to the boat? That's this Mishnah. So again, Carmelis and the Rishuyos. Hazorik ben ayam liyabasha, ben ayabasha layam. The yabasha, the dry land, lachor, that's Rishus HaRabim. Right, so going from Rishus HaRabim to Carmelis and back, umanayam l'sfina, min esfina layam, or the opposite. Or from Sfina is a Rishus HaYachid pashtus. So going from a Carmelis to Rishus HaYachid, or the opposite, umen asfina l'chaverta putter. Or going from one boat to the other boat. You have two boats next to each other, that's also putter. Interesting, putter. Rishus HaYachid would be mutter, b'chora. So what does putter here mean? So we'll see. Maybe it's like two owned by two different people. So maybe it's a derabanan. Like we know, you need an Erev Chatzeros, says the Mishnah. Svidos, kshuros, bazu, bazu, mitaltlen, mizulazu. Boats that are tied to each other, then you can be mitaltel. Then you can go from one to the other. Karbana Eda, al yidei eruv, imheim shal shnei b'nei adam. As long as you make an Erev Chatzeros, we know. Yeah, let's say you have a building. Let's say you have a house with four different apartments. So we know, Mida Araisa, that's all Rishus HaYachid. Carry as much as you want. But Mida Rabbanan, if Rishus HaYachids are owned by different people, even if they're contiguous, Chazal say, it smacks a little bit of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you have to make an Eruv Chatzeros. You have to make what we call an Eruv. And therefore you have to take food and designate it into one of the houses and connect all the people through that food. So to hear, these two boats that are tied to each other are like two different apartments, and therefore, you have to make, an Erev. Hilka, the carbon Eda continues. Kima Farshi, Lefsekas, Carmelis, Batal Erev. If the boats would separate, that would ruin the Erev, as we will see. But again, the Mishnah says, if the boats are connected to each other, you can be metaltel. Im Enak Shuro, says the Mishnah, but if they're not tied, Avlisha Mukafos, im metaltel Mizulazu. But if they're not tied, so that he could separate at any moment, so that he could not be metaltel from one to the other, because, you know, at any moment, the Erev can be batal. What's the chiddush that if they're tied together, metaltel and mizulazu? So Tosfos here in this sugya, daf kuf aleph, says, you might have thought that you can only make Erev, Chazal only instituted Erev Chatzeres by, non-movable rishuyos, right, if they're not moving. Tosfos says, Kamash Malan, de Erev Mahani Besvinos, Afal Pishain Kvuos Sham. If they're not Kavua, they're constantly moving. The Sakadai, the Kiva, de Enasidos, Leos Sham, Loyana Erev. You might think these aren't permanently, it's not like two apartments next to each other that are always together. So it's harder to view two movable Rishuyos as connected. So that's why you might have thought that even if they're tied, you might not have been able to combine them through an Erev Chatzeres. Kamash Malan, you can. That's Tosfos here, Shabbos, Daf Kuf Aleph, Amid Beis. If you look at the Rashba has a different pshat, quoting the Ravid, who says, a different reason why you might have thought that you can't combine them. Because usually when you have two, when you make an Erev Chatzeros, there's a doorway in between, there's a window, there's a way to get from one to the other. And by the two boats, you got to jump over the side to get to the other side. So maybe you would have thought these aren't combinable. These aren't a door in between. That's the Ravid. Katsav Ravid Zal. This is the in the Rashba here. Kuf Alfam Beis. The Kamash Malan. The Alva Bishay Gavoas Asarat Tfachim. The Ein Beinehem Lo Pesach Velo Sulam. There's no doorway. There's no ladder that connects them. Eruv Moel Bahem Umatatlan Mizulazu. Masha Ein Kain. Unlike what it talks about in Eruvin. Bishtei Chatzeros. Shemu Ravuzu Muzu. If you have two yards that do not open into each other and they're totally enclosed, then you cannot make an air between them. Ela o derech Pesach, o derech Sulam. You got to put a ladder in between to connect the two. Sheish bo dalet al dalet tochim betoch asara. O derech Sulam gavo asara v'rochav arba. V'sfinos elu avo b'she'en bo en echon mikol elu mutter la'ari v'letal tabizu lazu. Even though there's no door, there's no ladder, it's still, they're still erivable. V'tayma de milsa mishum she'en kibbatim v'lo kechaseros. Because they're like houses. Between 2 yards, you have to combine. Its weakness is its strength. Right, you might say. Right, because they're just chaseros, therefore you need to have something, you know, positive combining them. But if they're houses, a house is more rishus hayachid than a yard. So Chazal required some type of siruf by 2 yards, that's most of the time. But if you have 2 houses, so then if there's a way to get from one to the other, so then you wouldn't need anything more than that. V'yamrina be'erevin besa kamandamalya dami. Then he quotes Tosfos about Dover Kavua. So today is the Raivan and the Tosfos. What the Chiddush is of our Mishnah, that if the boats are tied together, then you can make the Erev. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Abba bar Rav Chuna Amar Bikshuas Begemi. Even if the boats are tied just with reed, with Gemi, what's the Chiddush of Gemi? Rav Chaim Kanievsky has 2 days. It's not so strong. And it goes, sways, might sway. So it's not such a strong connection, or it might rip. It's not such a strong connection. See, either of those two, it's okay. Right now they're together. Right? Sheinak shuros bechozek kolkach, shalot tanua vitanuach, inami afilu sofa chidipasek, kol sheinak shuros, hashta, mutulotalta mizuluzu. So, even if it's tied with a reed, very, very weakly. Rabbi Yossi barbun amar vehein she'irvu, as we just said, as long as they were ma'arev with each other, so then that would allow it. Again, Rashi says on the Mishnah there in the Shabbos, if it's owned by one person, you don't need it. You don't need an Erev, obviously, if it's owned by one person. Only if it's owned by two people, you need one. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Ibi, Trehom, B'Shem, Rabbi Elazar. So we have a machlokas. 2 days here. Chad Omar, when do we say that you can make this Erev? B'She'en B'Neim Rochav Arba. As long as there isn't 4 tfachim of water in between. For Harana Omar, Afil Yesh B'Neim Rochav Arba. Even if there is four, if they're tied together, even if it's slides away from each other. And I'm not sure, says the Gemara, who said what? Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Imi, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar. They both said something in the name of Rabbi Elazar, but we don't know which one said, you're allowed to have 4 amos. The other one said, which one, says that you, can't. Tfachim. Min manda amar, tfachim, not amos. Min manda amar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Zavdi, Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar. Well, since Rabbi Chiya said in the name of Rabbi Elazar, right, this is one of them. He said, afilu einan gavoas asara. He said, as long as the sides of the boat aren't 10 tfachim, right? Afilu einan gavoas asara. Even if it's not 10 tfachim high from the surface of the water, it's still okay. It's still okay. So that, because he said that, he says, the walls don't have to be 4 tfachim high. Even if they're not 4 tfachim high, then you know he's the one that says, havidu amar b'sh'ein b'nim rochav arba. It must be that he's the one that does not allow 4 tfachim wide in between. Why? What's the connection? By saying, you don't need 4, 10 tfachim high, then he says, you can't have 4 tfachim wide, in between wide. Haviboy Meimar, Manda Rabbi Shein Ben Eim Rochav Arba, if you say you're not allowed to have 4 tfachim in between, then you would allow Afilu Eina Gavos Asara, because then there would only be a Makam Tur in between. Meaning, if you would allow 4 tfachim in between, and the walls aren't 10 tfachim high, that's a Carmelis type of area. And therefore, you might say that ruins the Erev. So the fact that he says, no, that you're allowed to, you don't need 10 tfachim high, then it must be that he would not allow 4 tfachim wide. Because then that would be a Carmelis area. Would break, remember what's Carmelis? Between 3 and 10 tfachim high, and an area of 4 tfachim. You need an area of 4 tfachim to be a Carmelis or Rishas or Amor Rishas Yachid. Right? So then that would be the area in between. The fact that he says you don't need 4 tfachim high, 10 tfachim high walls would tell us that he's the one that says that you cannot have 4 tfachim area in between. But the other opinion, Manda Amar Gavosa Sara, according to one that says, you need to have, the only way this is going to work is if you have 10 tefach high walls of the side of the boat from the water, then, Afili Yesh B'nei Rochav Arba. That would be okay, because if you have 10 tefach high walls, even if you have 4 tefachim in between, Carmelis does not go above 10 tefachim. Tarabim does not go above 10 tefachim. And therefore, That's why this shita would work together. Amar Reb Chanani, Bereid Reb Hillel, Fushiya Kol Avir Karmelis, B'toch Hazara, as we just said. So we just said we had a machlokas, right? We had 2 days in the Gemara. Whether the boats are allowed to shift more than 4 tfachim away from each other or not. And we said, well, that's connected to the other machlokas. If you don't allow 4 tfachim wide, why is that? It must be because you don't need a 10 tfach high wall. So that putting those two together, you don't have a karmelis in between. That's why it's allowed. But if you would say that you need a 10 tfach high wall, then you could have even a 4 tfach space. Why? Because what is this? Karmelis. But to the boat, above 10 tfachim, it's makom ptur. So therefore, either way, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay. We continue. Svina shebayam, gevoa saret tvachim, ein metatzim, mitoch al yam, v'lo man yam l'tocha. As we said, you have a boat, 10 tvachim high, so the boat is a rishus hayachid, so you can't go from the rishus hayachid, you can't throw something off the boat, or into the boat, because that's rishus hayachid to Carmelis, and vice versa. Reb Yehuda Omer, im haisa amuka, skip the next two words. Imaisa amuka asara tfachim. Ve'ena gavom en amayim asara tfachim. What happens if the walls are 10 tfachim high, but the boat, as most boats are, they're in the water. They're lower than the water level. So what if the walls of the boat are 10 tfachim, but that's only from within the boat? From the surface of the water, it's less than 10 tfachim. So what do you consider that? Lagabe, the water outside. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ma'isa amuka asar tefachim ve'ena gavam na ma'im asar tefachim." Then mitatli mitocha layam avolom anayam latocha. Then you could go from the boat inside the boat. You look at it and view it as if it's 10 tefachim, but you're allowed to throw to the water and not from the water to the boat. Why would that be? Right? If this is a rishus hayachid and this is a karmelis, or this is not, so mimadav shach. Rabbi Yevoam Rabbi Yochanan boy. Why would you make such a chiluk? Again, the boat is 10 tefachim high, the walls. So when you're on the boat, you feel 10 tefachim walls around you, but from the surface area of the water, it's shorter because the boat's sitting deep into the water. So why would you say that you could go from the boat to the water? Why would that be mutter? Because you want to say, oh, it's not 10 tefachim from the surface area of the water, and therefore it's not a rishus hayachid. Maybe it's a karmelis. Then in Kaney, if that's true, afilu menayam l'tocha, then you should go the opposite too. Even from the water to the boat should be mutter. So why would you say it's aser? Why would you say it's aser? Because you view it as 10 in Kenya. Basically, right? What's the difference? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say one direction is mutter, one direction is aser? Amar Rabbi Avun. So Rabbi Avun basically says it's really aser. It's really considered a tentach, rishus hayachid, iser drabanan. So why is it that you're allowed to throw things from the boat to the water? Because if you're not allowed to throw anything from the boat to the water, then it's going to lead to danger. You have all this stuff on the water, maybe on the boat. Maybe the water is going to get too heavy. The boat's going to get too heavy. So we don't want you to take any chances regarding that. Look at the bottom carbon eda. Lefamim nichnasim hamayim lesvina derech nekev. Right, water's coming in. Oh, I can't throw it. It's a drabanan. Hello, it's a drabanan sakana. You're on a boat, right? So therefore, the rabbanan didn't want to answer this in this situation. Right, Chazal must have thought that this was very dangerous in terms of drowning the boat going down. So therefore, Chazal said, it is mutter. Again, and we have this flexibility when it comes to Isurei Durabanan. But in Isurei Daraisa, more, you know, tight. Gotta think, is it a direct sakana right now, but fanecha. But by Isurei Durabanan, right, we have a little more, flexibility. Flexibility, there are other reasons given in the Bavli, but this is the reason given here. Good. Says the Gemara now. Sela Shebaya. There's more to talk about Durabana Daraisis, but we'll have to continue. Sela Shebaya. What if this is the continuation of a Braisa. So before we just had Rabbi Yehuda about boat to water, water to boat. So now we get to what if you have a rock? What if you have a rock situated in the water? So rock to water, water to rock. Sela Shebayam Gavo Asar Tvachim. If it's 10 Tvachim high, Ein Metatlim Mitoch Alayam Vlam Nayam Latocha. So you consider the rock, which is the Yachid. If it's 10 Tvachim high. So you can't go from to the water, karmelis. Pachos mikan mutter. But if it's less than that, then it's allowed. So ma bein sela, ma bein svina. Why? If it's less, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said if it's less, then you could go from boat to water and not from water to boat. But from rock, it's all allowed. Mutter, totally. So why is a rock more makel than a boat? So answers the Gemara, Svina Olevi Oredes. A boat goes up and down. A boat goes up and down, and the Karban Eda explains, so Mistama, some of the times that it's going to go up and down, it's going to come to be 10 tfachim. So it's going to be a Rishus HaYachid. That's why you have to be more machmir there. Selabim Komahi. The rock is a rock, is always a karmelus. If it's less than 10 tfachim high, and therefore we're not going to make any xeris by the rock, the rock's not moving. Says the Gemara, but now, if they add in a little bit before the velo karmelus, see, if you look in the Tosefta, that this is all quoting, the Tosefta continues and says, so if it's a rock, then you can do whatever you want on the rock, no matter how huge the rock is. What if the rock is very, very large? Right? The rock is two base surface area, and you can carry on the whole rock. So the Gemara now asks on that part of the Tosefta, Velo Karmelisi? But isn't the rock called a Karmelis? As we just said, if it's less than 10 tfachim high, it's a Karmelis. Klum umutu latalta ba Karmelis ela ba'arba amos. And don't we know, when the Rabbanon created the area of Karmelis, it's like which is a Rabbim. You can't carry more than Dalet Amos in a Karmelis. So why would you be able to carry on that rock that's a Karmelis? That's huge. Rabbi Ila al Rosha. That means for on the Resha. That line in the Tosefta that says you could carry in the whole area on the top of the rock, that's where the rock is tentvachim. The first case of the Braisa. So it's a Rishus HaYachid. Al Resha. You're right. Sela Shebayam Gavo Asar Tvachim. The Sela that's tentvachim high, then a Metalta Mitocha Liyam Lomenayam Lotocha. That's Rishus HaYachid. You can't go from the rock to the water or the water to the rock, but you're allowed to carry on top. Yes, Sir Mikan, but this is the end of that Brisa now. But if it would be more than two base sa'ah, if it's humongous, then it becomes something that we discussed way back in Erevin, and we'll have to revisit this. Nasas kemechitza shehuk v'lizroim, shein mutul ataltaba ela ba'arba amos. Then it becomes what's called in the Bavli, karpef shlehuka fladira. Right, we will learn, again, and it's come up, that if you have an enclosed area, that's a Rishus HaYachid, midah Raisa. But if it was not closed for residential purposes. So that's going to be, if it's a certain large area, karpef, shluhuk av ladira, it's more than beis asayim, so that's going to be like a karmelis. That's going to be like a nisr, it's going to be not going to be a rishus hayachid, and therefore you're going to have to cordon it off. That is a huge topic, lamaisa, in terms of modern day Erevin. If you have areas, I don't know, like a big forest, but it's surrounded by, it could be that the forest, or a big water area. So if in the forest people go camping, and if in the water people go boating and swimming, that's called use for residential purposes, and basically that doesn't ruin it. But let's say you have an area that's not an area in Rishus HaYachid that you build your Eir around, so that could be a problem. That's why often those have to be separated from the Eir. But again, that's what this Brice is talking about, that if it's so big, so then you wouldn't be able to be carrying it because it would be like this area that was not Hukaf Ladira. The Brisa continues, Pachos Mikan, Metaltlin Mitocha, Liyam, Unayam Latocha, Metaltlin Bad, Beis Asayim. Right, but if it's less than that area, then you could go from the rock to the Yam and the Yam to the rock, because it's all Karmelis. Says the Gemara, really? Rebbe Bun Barchia Boy, Meata Shte Karmelis, Muchos Lozu, Metaltlin Mizlozu? There's no problem going from one Karmelis to another type of Karmelis. Let's say the rock is not 10 Tzvachim tall. So that's a Karmelis. And then the Yam. You go back and forth. Is that true? You're allowed to do that? Parentheses. We pass it is mutter. Shulchan Aruch says it is mutter. But the Gemara here assumes that it's not. Is that really mutter? Amr Rabbi Hanani, a braider of Hillel, Mikiva Chayam Makifa, Mikol Tzad, Kimisha Kula Karmelis Achas. This is not just one Karmelis next to another Karmelis, like a roof next to a yard. The whole water surrounds the rock, so it's like one big fat Karmelis. Right? It's a different, not just like one Karmelis next to each other, it's like one Karmelis, and therefore that would be allowed. Again, what I just said was in the Shin Mem Vav, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that mina torah nechayv el gemar v'dalam b'shurus harabim chamu ga'azru lahavir arba amos b'karmelis v'yamu bika shrei gavni karmelis ninhu umutu l'taltal b'zu l'zu toch arba amos. Again, you're allowed to carry, go from one to the other, but again, within four amos. Period. Next, three dayas, and then that'll be for today. Number one, Rav Hamnuna Amar, Neser, what if you have a plank coming off a boat? A plank. So how do I do... What if I want to throw stuff off of the boat? So does that help me? So Nasser Shuchus Lasvina Veinbo Rochav Dala Arba, a board that goes out off the boat and it's not four tefachim wide, so it is a makom tur. So mutter leishibo velasos racha b'shabbes. I'm allowed to go from boat to plank to water because that is Rishus HaYachid Malkum Patur, Carmelis, right? That I'm allowed to do. Right? We learned before, you can't go Rishas HaRabim, Malkum Patur, Rishas HaYachid, or vice versa, Shalom Yachlif, we had that. But here, you're going from Rishas HaYachid boat to the plank, which is Malkum Patur, to the Yam, which is Carmelis, that's allowed. Amar Rabbi Mana, and Mana said, no, you can't do that. Ilu Amar Teva Pchusa Yos. If you said an open box, that I'll allow. What does that mean? We have this also. Remember some Mishnayos we have, I think, in Erevin, where you could have basically a box without a floor. You go out on your plank. If you have a box without a floor, so it's Ki'ilu, you're allowed to shoot the walls of the box down as if, right? Remember we have the Mishnayos that you have like a porch over water. So as long as you make a makeshift box underneath, so it's Ki'ilu, the walls shoot down, so you can throw stuff down that chute. So that's what I'm allowed. Rabbi Mana says, I'll allow that chute, right? Because then you would use the principle of good achis, as if the walls shoot down. That's what I would allow you to do into the water. So the first day it says, all you need is a straight plank. The second day it says, no, you need this box, this without the floor, like the chute. Amar Rabbi Avun has a middle shita. Man deboy mevit takana li'ilfa. If you want to do something, a takana for the boat, Motzi neser chutz l'shlosha, right? Take a board that's at least three tfachim out. Switch the girsa. Sheyesh bo rochav arba. That has four tfachim wide. Vatros ha-mechitzos kilu olos. Then you could view the wall, the mechitzos, as if they go up. What is this? There's another principle called pitikra yorid v'sosem, which we have also in Sukkah and in Erevin, that you don't need this chute with walls. All you need is a flat surface, and you could view the sides of the surface going down on all four sides, as long as it's big enough to be a surface. So Pitikra, so that's Rabbi, the first sheet of Rabbi Avon. You don't need a whole chute, but you need something, not just a skinny board. Three different days here. So if you look in, and why do you have to be three tvachim at least away from the boat? Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rav Amnuna, shekol shlosha, sheisbucha l'mechitza, k'mechitza hein. If it's within three, that's called lavud. That's within three tfachim, it's considered connected to the boat, and therefore, it's not good enough. What's amazing in these last three lines is that we just had three halacha moshe misinais, right, without even realizing it. We have, good achitz mechitzta, right? We had Rabbi Manu who said, if you have this shoot, that you have some walls going down, you shoot the walls down. That's good achiz b'chitzta. Then the second day we had, no, even if you have no walls, if you have one board that has a certain area of surface area, you could shoot all four sides down. That's pitikra yorid v'sosim. And then we just said, and it's got to be at least three tvachim away from the boat, or else that's lavud. So three different major halachic principles based on halacha Moshe B'Sinai that you have right here. Just last line, Rav Yisla b'Rav Elazar, Mefakila Rav Oshia b'Rav Shammai. So he told Rav Oshia, Tavi Parsh that was going out on a boat, Mevid le'sal pachos, make a box without a hole. Meaning he said, go like Rabbi Mana. The middle shita, he told his student. Either way, there are three different days here about what you're supposed to do to get stuff off the boat if you want to use this type of makom tour. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem. Be'ez Hashem, next time we finish the 11th parak.